أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Hope and prayers that you all are well, doing fine and memorizing your ayahs swiftly and in the best manner along with pondering over them. We have a very beautiful word for our today's one word tafakkur activity and it is worth pondering over it a lot. I have total faith that you all will do the same. Dhil Arshi, the Lord of the Throne. Very beautiful word. We have heard so much about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Arsh. There are many ayahs in Quran about it. We will ponder over it today and then we will assess ourselves that where we are and where our Rabb is. Here the word is used, Dhil Arshi. Owner, the possessor of the throne. The means possessor of the. It is a proper noun, mudaf ilayh, and alif lam is added prior to the noun. Dhil arshi and kasra under the arshi is because of si. Have you ever thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh will be a blessing for me? The day when there will be no shade at the day of judgment. Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh? We learn from a narration that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Al-jannatu mi'atu darajah. Jannah has 100 levels, ranks. Kullu darajatin fiha ma bayna sama'i wal-ard. The distance between both levels is whatever the distance between sky and earth. So can you estimate about it? We would never be able to estimate as sky is so high and how many more after that is visible to our naked eye. None of us has ever seen the second sky. We have one sky on top of us. Then you keep on going up as there are no more one after another and keep on going up as according to the hadith that Jannah has 100 levels. And every level has the distance same as the distance between the sky and the earth. The sky visible to us, however we see it, whether we use any kind of modern day devices, till our eyes can reach, we can only go to the first horizon only. We think that whatever we are witnessing is the extent of the sky. And when we are flying in the plane above the clouds, it seems like another sky after that. But no, it's only our illusion and misconception. It is only one sky's perimeter till we could see. Now if we think and ponder that there is another sky after then another one, then another, and keep on going. The distance between two skies is 500 years. And calculate the distance between seven skies. And then Jannah. And Jannah has 100 levels. The distance between one level to another is the distance between the earth and the sky. And the top level of Jannah is which one? Yes, Jannatul Firdaus. Words of a hadith and its summary is وَإِنَّ الْعَرْشَ عَلَى الْفِرْدَوْسِ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh is on top of Firdaus. All the rivers and streams of Jannah erupts from there. فَإِذَا مَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ So when you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاسْأَلُهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ Then ask for Firdaus. Do the dua. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ الْجَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a place for us in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Neither we are not worthy of it, nor we have deeds accordingly. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, then with His blessings and mercy, He subhanahu wa ta'ala can accept our dua that we ask for Jannatul Firdaus. There is water over Jannatul Firdaus, then chair, and then arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on that arsh, our Rabb, the Almighty High, presides. The highest, now feel it. First feel the distance from the earth to the sky. When we feel that our Rabb is so high, So then don't you think he is in control over everything? إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Everything is under him, under his control. It is mentioned 7 times in Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on his arsh. Even before the creation of his creatures, he was at his arsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created his arsh with his own hands. Mujahid's saying is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made 4 things with his own hand. Arsh, pen, Adam alayhi salam, and Jannatul Adn. Then he said to the whole creation, be it, kun. And they did. And no one knows about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh and its quantity. Remember another thing, that Al-Kursi, the chair, and arsh are 2 different things. Both are totally different things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's chair is comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh, like a ring in the middle of a desert. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's chair, in comparison to all 7 skies, the 7 earths, is like a small ring in an open desert. Can we imagine now how big of the arsh is? How magnificent it is? And even higher than the roof of Jannatul Firdaus. On top of Jannatul Firdaus does not mean it is connected to the roof of Jannatul Firdaus, because there are 70,000 curtains between the 7 skies and the arsh. Summary of a hadith is that there are 70,000 curtains in between the arsh and all 7 skies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept on bringing Musa alayhi salam closer, so much so that there was 1 curtain left in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Musa alayhi salam. When he saw that place and he heard the voice of angels' pens writing in Lohi Mahfuz, he requested, Ya Rab, show me yourself so I could see you. We cannot even begin to fathom, to anticipate the greatness, his immenseness, his amplitude, his capacity. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had so much mercy on his creation by making it so easy for us, by letting us know the deeds we could do. When we do the deeds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, then all these curtains are removed. It seems like they do not even exist no more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his servant his closeness. A narration by Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made water on top of 7th sky. And on top of water, it is the arsh. So curtains are mentioned, then water is mentioned, then arsh is mentioned. Arsh is the highest place there is. Then there are angels who lift up that arsh. They are called Hamiline Arsh. There are 4 now, but will be 8 at the day of Qiyamah. In Quran, Surah Al-Haqqah, Ayah 17, it says, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ. And 8 angels will that day bear the throne of your Lord above them. And do you know how huge is one of the angels? Prophet ﷺ said, I have been granted permission to describe an angel among the angels who will be holding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne. The distance between his ear's lobe to the shoulder is the travel of 700 years. Such huge and enormous angel, Hamilini Arsh. Praise him, glorify him. Subhanaka wa bihamdika ala hilmika ba'da ilmik. We state your purity, that even after you know everything, you display leniency and patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our sins, shortcomings, faults. But how he subhanahu wa ta'ala exercises patience and keeps on forgiving. Another tasbih angels do, Subhanaka wa bihamdika ala afwika ba'da qudratik. You are pure after your glorification, that even you have the capability. You are omnipotent, but you forgive us. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power, He has the control over everything. He knows everything, but He still forgives. If we humans get some power, we tend to become brutal, cruel. We have to learn so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a book which is called Lohi Mahfuz. And what's written there? That my rahmah, my mercy overcomes my wrath and rampage. We should never lose hope about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. And we should always pray for ourselves after doing repentance, astaghfar. Even after committing the biggest sins, if someone wants to repent sincerely, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah overcomes it. Next thing is that Arsh has shade too. We all have heard this famous hadith that there will be 7 people under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Arsh at the day of judgment. And among those, there is one who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his youth, a just ruler, loving someone just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We humbly pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us place under his Arsh. And the day there will be nothing but the horror of the day. May we are granted the shade under. Then the next thing is that in order to grant us closeness of himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us du'as through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some phrases, some words that by reciting them, we can be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are taught to do du'a by using Arsh-e Azim's wasila. There is du'a in morning and evening azkars. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Do pray this supplication. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that whenever Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to be in pain, he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to pray this supplication. La ilaha illallahu al-azeemul haleem. La ilaha illallahu rabbul arshil azeem. La ilaha illallahu rabbus samawati wa rabbul ard. If someone falls sick and he wants to get health, it is indeed a very beautiful dua, and it is also in the duas meant for seeking health. As'alullaha al-azima rabbil arshil azim an yashfiyak. I ask Allah the Supreme, Lord of the Magnificent Throne, to cure you. Now if someone wants treasures of this world, and he finds out where that is, then he will run towards it without wasting any time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a treasure from under his arsh. And that is the last two ayahs of Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Fatiha, and La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. His tawfiq, and whomever he wants will be granted his tawfiq. So we should make dua to be granted the best tawfiq. Whatever Allah wills, whatever Allah wants, whatever Allah likes, that we could be able to do in this world. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah said, I did think a lot about that what could be the best dua. And it is indeed to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq. When we imagine the feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too high, on extreme heights, and I smaller than a dust particle, I am no one. If Allah didn't want, then I wouldn't have gotten this respect, this honor. See the words we recite in Dua Qunut. Tabarakta Rabbana wa ta'alayt. O our Lord, blessed and exalted you are. When we should think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should feel that He is blessed, exalted and almighty, and no one is like Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us do deeds according to His arsh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like those deeds. May we do the deeds which earns Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. kama tuhibbu wa tarda. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught a dua which is in Abu Dawood. Whoever recites it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his that day's sins. And asked us to recite morning and evening. And in this dua, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked us to make those blessed angels witness who are holding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh. Wordings of the dua are,
Allahumma inni asbahtu ushiduk wa ushidu hamalat arshik wa malaikatak wa jami' khalqik annaka anta Allah la ilaha illa ant wahdaka la sharika lak wa anna Muhammadan abduka wa rasuluk. O Allah, verily, I have reached the morning and call on you, the bearers of your throne, your angels, and all of your creation to witness that you are Allah. None has the right to be worshipped except you alone, without partner, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is your servant and messenger.
A very beautiful dua, and I hope every one of us do it. Have complete faith in du'as and do ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think consciously. Allah's power is too high. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And think, whenever I prostrate, then how small I am. How helpless I am, like a sand particle. Smaller than a dot. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might is so high. And even then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to me. He grants me His closeness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to do the best deeds. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from us. May He forgives any of our shortcomings and help us to do our best efforts. And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of what He wants us to do. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to ponder over these words, make us do deep thinking upon them, and help us to improve our deeds. Ameen, thumma ameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.